What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Dirty Camera. Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas hanging out. Waiting for news on the Landon Dickerson front. We just had Elliot Shore Parks on. Obviously describe what was a scary moment in the stadium last night. We hope for the best. Adam Schefter tweeting out just about 30 minutes ago or so that he will get an MRI done today on his knee. So we'll hope for the best there. John, just your quick thoughts on seeing the injury, the video. You were able to get a pretty decent look at it because of all the phones in the stands.
Yeah.
What are your just – because initially you thought it might have been stepped on. Then you looked at it again.
Initially
it looked like,
he was stepped on because I was looking at his left leg. And I saw on – one of the TV shows that it was right knee that they were MRIing today. When I looked at the right knee, it looks like he was sort of bumped back by a stunt when he went to, you know,
plant
work through this stunt with the guy next to him. Yeah, plant his foot. He lifted it again gingerly. Like he went to plant and it's almost like, oh.
So one of those non-contact things that you
that's
scary to see.
That's the worry. And I have had a situation personally where I've been in a very similar spot, and it was medial and lateral meniscus. Ugh. And that was, that's
better
good.
Than ACL, yeah.
That's great.
That'd be great if this
ACL.
Is the case, yeah.
For me, that was, you get scoped. Yeah. It was the bye week. I got scoped, and I didn't miss a game.
Right.
I don't know that we can hope for something so fortuitous in Landon's case, but that would be best case scenario.
Yeah, and the only thing you can hope for, or at least something to give hope, I know we've talked about the potential for him sitting in the front of the cart, maybe that leg wasn't straight, but also just as far as this specific player goes, I feel like more than any in recent memory, Landon Dickerson is a goes down, gets helped off
he
the field,
gets
back in the game
tomorrow.
Guy. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it just feels like that's his thing.
I've seen it before where I was very, very concerned, and he was fine.
Yeah.
He kept coming back.
So that's what I'm hoping for, that's just kind of his thing. So we will see, but obviously you can chime in on it. And the Phils. The Phils sweep the Rangers. They had only won two games ever in Arlington prior, 2-12 prior to the weekend. Sweep the Rangers down there in Texas this weekend, but the Zach Wheeler thing goes five, was okay, but concerning. The velocity is down on all of his pitches, 1 to 2 miles an hour, depending on the pitch, and talked about it after the game. He's feeling a little off, and it's been bothering him for a while, and he doesn't really know what's going on. So should they sit him? Where do you come down that? 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Rick and Easton. What up, Rick?
Hi. So, Paul Dickerson thing is going to be huge, but you said it before. We've been really lucky with injuries in the Eagles teams the last couple of years. And bottom line is, we have a lot of talent. We're going to have to get through it. That's just what we're going to have to do if it's that bad for this year.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's every team has it. Look, we saw, You know, the Chargers just had Rashawn Slater go down. They had just paid him over $100 million out for the year. I mean, this is the type of stuff you have to deal with. He's their left tackle. We have been very fortunate the last few years that these type of injuries have not hit the Eagles, and certainly not this early in the season. So obviously we hope for the best, but if Dickerson's out, yeah, they're going to have to find a way to piece together. And Jeff Stoutland is going to, you know, show us why he's the best in the business, or have to at least, you know.
And they're so talented everywhere else. It's going to be a blow, but it's going to be a notch that we're going to have to deal with. The Phillies, you know, last year, July and August, was abysmal offensively. This year, not many people have mentioned it. July and August has been a much better. I mean, I know August is still, you know, almost halfway there. But in July, this team imploded offensively. And that's got to be a positive we have to take away from. And listen, we're very lucky with the starting pitching, too. You know, they've been overall healthy. We're going to have some of these into long season, and we're just going to have to overcome whatever Wheeler's going through. And it is what it is. But how exciting it is to have that shutdown closer. So.
Oh, it's massive. And look, yeah, the Wheeler thing, I'm not freaking out over it. I think the fact that he did go five innings yesterday, the fact that he was able to pitch in the first place is a good sign. The imaging coming back clean is a good sign. It's just we're, you know, getting towards the playoffs. I think the 2022 thing, they shut him down for about a month, and he came back fresh, and he looked great heading into the playoffs and in the playoffs. So,
but different injury.
But a different injury in a different situation.
That was forearm.
And look, the starting pitching thing, like, I'm kind of, that's something I've actually kind of gotten a little more concerned about as the season has gone on. I mean, Sanchez has really been the only one outside of Wheeler until these last few starts who's been consistent throughout the whole season. I mean, Ranger has fallen off. The Lizardo thing, it's like one starts great, the next isn't. I mean, Taiwan is fine for a fifth starter, but I'm actually...
Taiwan's been the most consistent.
She goes at him and Sanchez. Rick, I am a little concerned about the starting pitching as the playoffs approach. This Wheeler thing just, it makes me nervous.
Anyway, real quick, Rhea, I live in Easton, so I have to leave at 6 a.m. for Eagles games. Not only is the traffic bad getting there, getting out of there is even worse.
It is.
And they reroute traffic out of the K lot.
Yep.
You can only go right, and you have to go all the way around to get back to 76. It's abysmal.
Eagles have a decent lead, we run to the car.
Yeah. No,
I mean, literally run to just try to get out
Phillies
there.
Phillies games is horrible, like out of that K lot and all that. Any of the lots. I get it. I do think, look, after the game, it is what it is. If you go to a sporting event, you know, as long as you get there for the event and stuff, you are going to hit traffic leaving
it's
the event.
It's not getting
it's
to the event.
It's just what it is. That's where I'm going, Rhea. After it sucks, I get it, but you know what? That is what it
is. That's a great point.
Traffic on the way there, you have to make sure people can get to the event. If you're leaving, people leaving 3-4 hours at a time, like, you should be able to get to your event on time. Like, that's a real issue, Rick. You know,
so agree. And like the Cowboys game, I will be in my parking spot by 2
p.m. You're gonna sleep there overnight. Rick, you got an answer for us for a comeback?
Yeah, I think you have a lot of leaders in the clubhouse, but hey, listen, this guy was done in football. He went to go pack bags at a grocery, and he comes back and he wins 2 rings, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Kurt Warner.
Yep, wow. Kurt Warner, another one. That was almost like there was nothing to come back from, though. That was just like
a backup.
Yeah, no, he was but no, that's a very, very good answer. It's going to be tough to vote at the end of the day.
Boy, did they do a test? Did you see that movie?
The Kevin, oh no, wait, was
the
it
the one, the movie they did
the,
on him?
Was it the Kevin James one? Or no, that was the Saints
Kevin
one.
James was, Sean Payton.
Yes, yes.
Well,
I
was kind of amusing because Kevin James is an amusing.
Yes.
That movie on Kurt Warner was
remind me
so,
who was in that one? Was
I don't remember the name of it.
I remember that it came
horribly
out.
Horribly written. It was so bad.
It was bad.
Oh my God. I made it through like an hour and I was just like, no, this is terrible.
Called American Underdog?
American Underdog,
Zachary Levi.
Oh, Zachary, sure.
It was so bad.
It was Chuck back in the day.
Really low budget.
Dennis Quaid was Dick Vermeil.
Yeah, look Dennis, there you go. Wow.
Is it good?
No, she said it was horrible. Did you not listen to her at all?
I was looking
at
her.
Did you not hear a word she just said?
Multitasking.
What?
He does not pay attention very well.
That's not true. That was 1 second.
Literally, she just said it.
Isn't that the actor who was Shazam?
Yes, that's exactly who it is. Yeah. Yes, he was also Chuck on the TV show Chuck way back in the day, if that does anything for anyone. Mm. Good show. No.
I didn't ever watch that.
How weird is it, though? Dick Vermeil now been in 2 movies. He's got that one in Invincible.
Dick Vermeil.
And played by, well, I thought Greg Kinnear was great as
great
him.
Great as him.
Really great as
I
him.
I totally agree. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our guy, John in Manayunk. Johnny!
What's up, dudes? Listen, hi, on a normal Monday, you know, nobody likes Mondays already. Then you have Landon Dickerson going down. You're like, man, this is a really, this is a morbid type Monday. But then if you look back at the Mets' 12 games, I think they've blown, they're like, one in the last 13 blown.
Oh yeah, they've lost seven straight. Like, I mean, like, look, yesterday they were up 5-0 and they lost on a walk off in the ninth. I mean, they are
and all
it's
their
bad.
Big trade acquisitions at the deadline. These super hot relief pitchers all blowing the saves, all getting losses. So they go back to Edwin Diaz last night. Their tried and true guy blows the save, gets the loss. Actually, he didn't blow the save; he got the loss. But either way. They're an implosive dumpster fire, and it's the only thing that's keeping me alive right now.
Yeah, thank God for the Mets right now. You're right. Yeah, we need
and it. And we get Duran, who's, I believe, I saw the first pitcher, the first Phillies pitcher to ever get their first three saves, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
I saw that, too. I was surprised by that, actually. I was.
How dare he allow a hit yesterday?
I know. It's outrageous. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. I know it's still, you know, it remains to be seen, but the Dombrowski moves and stuff, but it seems like, since then, our team is fired up and energized, and since then, the Mets seem like they're an implosive mess. So
look, we talked a lot about that, John. We had Jim Salisbury on this show days before the trade deadline say there are going to be a lot of upset veterans in that clubhouse if Dombrowski doesn't do anything, and he did something, and I think you've seen an infusion of excitement, of juice, of belief, of whatever in this group, and they're playing that way. I think it matters, for sure.
To be fair, I've said it on the show 100 times, but like the last bunch of years, Kimbrel blew it back-to-back games. Estevez blew it. Like our playoffs were derailed by blown saves, and now we have a total light flamethrower in the closer spot. Our team is good enough to win. We can do it.
I agree.
So I'm pumped
up. John.
I'm fired up. I'm fillied up. I'm eagled up. And here's the thing, though, too. I got to make this thing too. I'm now Joe's not here. We could easily talk about Joe and make fun of him while he's not here. It'd be very easy to. But I'll tell you what. I'm proud of this guy for coming out there winning golf. Who saw that coming?
Nobody.
Who saw that coming?
Nobody.
So
no,
I think,
yeah.
You know, the afternoon show should have been a little more humble. I'm going to be honest with you. It should be a little more humble. And, you know, you should be prepping in the video room and getting ready for these last competitions. Because if Joe wins, he will not be humble. We all know that.
And look, I think if he wins,
made on that board.
John, if he wins, he has a right to pop the hell off. He said he was going to win. I didn't believe, none of us believed him. And, like, at worst, he's going 2-2. Like, at worst, we're going 2-2 to basketball for Joe. And, a ton of credit, man. I'm with you. I think he's going to win.
I've seen Joe at those Southside competitions. He can shoot.
I think Joe is going to win. And I
heard you say that on Friday.
I can't believe I've changed. I think Joe is the favorite now. I really do. I think
welcome
he's going
to
win basketball.
Welcome to the dark side.
I know. That's where I'm at. I can't help it. I think he's the favorite.
If he wins, the soundboard is going to get at least 5 or 6 new sounds.
Going to be
new
something
guttural,
else.
Just sounds.
It's going to be something, John. John, you got a comeback for us, brother?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even know if this is the best one. This one popped in my head right away as far as this genre, we'll call it. But, like, what's his name? Neil Patrick Harris was Doogie Howser.
Sure.
Big teen star. Most teen stars, they burn out for various reasons. But this guy came back hard, and he's probably more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Famous that he's ever been. So I'm going to say Neil Patrick Harris.
Sure.
A great show, guys.
Not a winner compared to some of the answers you got today, but definitely a comeback for MPH. All right, the tennis thing. I'm happy that that John brought that up there because after tennis comes running, obviously, and Joe went on the afternoon show on Friday before his time off to iron out some of the details about the running and all that. And it didn't go great. Let's be honest. Here's how it ended. The call between Joe and the afternoon show, they got rid of him.
Joe, final thing. You know, you've painted yourself as a, as classy during this whole thing, even though you've been, you know, I think you've taken some personal shots at Jack. Did you apologize for berating the line judges, especially with the language on the air?
I apologize on the air, off the air.
Okay.
I went to confession, and I went over and talked to the parents who had kids there. I mean, that was
okay. All right, because I've known you for a long time, and I've never seen you quite so angry.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, I thought they were. I mean, look, I'm still considering doing an investigation for who brought those three in.
But right, yeah,
because that person's got to, you know, come on now. I did feel bad about it, all jokes aside. I mean, I shouldn't have done that. But look, the bottom line is I'm competitive. I wanted to win. By the way, I don't know if you guys noticed, I did win. And so that's two.
Yes. All right. We'll see. I hung up on him. I can't have him bragging on our show.
I mean, all that show has done is talk smack for 2 months. Some of the most offensive things that have ever been said about this show have been said by those guys, or I say, you know, mommy and daddy, on that show.
And all he said was, that's
all
two.
All he said was, I won. Well, guess what? He did win. He beat Jack's ass in that. Like, yeah. And you're going to hang up on weak, soft.
That is pretty lame.
Yeah. Those are some four-letter words I could say about the afternoon show. Weak and soft, and I'll keep it to those two right now. Okay?
Wasn't the whole point to determine how far they were going to run?
Yeah, they did some of that before. I don't know if they actually got there, but that was part of it. It just ended poorly.
So do we know what they're going
to
run?
I don't think we do, actually. They did not come to a decision. We don't know what the distance is. We don't know when it's going to happen. We're doing great with this. We are right on track here. No, we will set up the date. I'm sure it's going to be in a couple weeks.
Do we know where it's going to be?
We do not, no. But this is the kind of stuff that we're going to have to get on top of, you know. But either way, look, 2-1. Just saying. 2-1. Afternoon show.
Mommy and daddy getting upset.
Where's the crying? Where's the crying? You're going to hang up on people. That's fine. That's fine. We get it. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Fred and Scranton. Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. Great show, by the way.
Thanks, Fred.
You got a lot of chemistry, the three of you. Rita, John, and you, James.
Thanks, Fred. I appreciate it. I like working with Rita, too.
She, you know, she's awesome.
I love Rita.
I hope
Rita's.
To meet her someday.
We talked a lot about Rita's earlier.
We did.
I missed the Landon Dickerson injury. I was there with my son yesterday. We left early. The traffic was horrendous, but we took a subway from North Philly down to, because when I come to visit my son, I just park my car and up across from his apartment building in North Philly. So, but it was bad, the traffic. It's unbelievable when we were walking out. And then, of course, it got worse when my son tells me, oh, Landon Dickerson got hurt.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, my God.
Not the way you want the night to end, huh, Fred?
I was just telling him while we were watching the practice, I said, you know, we've had injuries with this open practice before. And I hope for the best, but you know what? This team is so resilient. I mean, we won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I mean, we've had injuries, so I'm hoping for the best.
Fred, I think it's one of those things where, look, if they lose Landon Dickerson for an extended period of time, perhaps the full season, that is a massive loss for this team. He's an important player on the field, and as Elliot Shore Parks pointed out before, an important player off the field. But to your point, like, it's not like they can't win the Super Bowl if they lose Landon Dickerson. They absolutely can win the Super Bowl. This is not a seasons over type injury if it is that bad, but it's a bad injury. Like, there's no sugarcoating it. It's something that it will be a hurdle this team will have to clear without a doubt. Fred, you got a answer for us for a comeback?
How about, this is going back a ways, Jim Harbaugh, the quarterback of the Colts. He was left for dead after he left the Bears. The Colts picked him up, and they went to the AFC Championship in 1993, I believe, and they almost beat Pittsburgh.
Love it.
That's when
hey, Fred, great call, buddy. So
they didn't, though.
Can I just ask a quick question, just for judging purposes before we get there? Better comeback, Nelson Mandela or Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, it's not in the same stratosphere. I'm thinking no.
I think so. For those who missed it, we're talking about Zach Wheeler, the injury. Wheeler did talk about it after the game. A couple pieces of audio. Wheeler, this first piece of audio you're going to hear, you're going to start hearing it, and you're going to say, well, that doesn't sound too bad. Keep listening. It's going to get worse. Here's Wheeler after the game.
How do you feel after having to start for a couple days in the pitching bay?
Felt a lot better. Felt good. Felt healthy. Still was a little off, so just got to keep working at that. But, it wasn't the prettiest today, but got through it.
When you say a little off, like, what's the little off, Zach?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, honestly. The past, four starts have been off. But, it's that part of the season where, the innings are starting to rack up a little bit. So, it's just catching up to me a little bit, but just got to push through it. It's all just a cycle, so I'll come back around and I'll be fine.
Yeah, no. Everything's great. I'm feeling awesome, feeling great. What's wrong? I have no idea. I really don't know. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know how to fix it.
I'm a little off. It's not the prettiest. I'm trying to figure it out. The innings are starting to rack up. I just got to try to push through it. Hold on, man. You said you were a lot better.
You said I felt great.
You felt good. You said you felt healthy. Which is it?
If St. Anne Michelle had to, like, diagram that sentence,
yeah,
she'd given you an F.
It would be
all over the place.
It'd be like
place.
One of those, like, win probability charts that they put out where it's like up here and up there. A wild cut. Wheeler went on to say more, still concerning about how long he's been dealing with this.
When did the shoulder first start feeling? Was it the day after your last start?
Honestly, it's been a while. I finally just got to that point to where, we just wanted to go get an image of it so we can treat specifically what needed to be treated. And that tried to just guess. So, we did that. Today I felt perfectly normal. So, just those couple days and getting the right treatment in helped me out.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. He says one thing, it's like, I'm feeling great, it's all good, and then I don't really know what to make of it. It's concerning one way or another. We hope that this is something. I do think the fact that he felt healthy overall is a really, really positive thing, but he's off, and he doesn't know why he's off, and he doesn't know what's off.
He feels healthy overall, but there's edge taken mm-hmm. off.
Yeah, the velocity is down.
Every single one of his pitches.
Yeah.
And it's serious edge. We're talking
a mile to two on it, yeah.
I think there was one that was 2.5
and that's
miles.
That might not sound like a lot to people. That is a massive drop for a pitcher in terms of average velocity to that. So, yeah, it's a real concern. What do you feel more after the weekend? The positive of the sweep and the high times of 7-2 since the deadline, 5.5 up on the Mets, a season high 5.5 up on the Mets? Or are you worried about Wheeler? Because when it comes to October, this team is desperately going to need Zach Wheeler. Still time to get your question or calls in on the Times Yours line, 215-238-4500, to react to anything on the show today. Phillies Eagles, the Joe DiCamera running thing, getting hung up on by the softies in the afternoon show.
Very weak.
You know, they're like Swifties. They're the softies. I like that. That's pretty good.
No, the Swifties are not soft.
No. Swifties are their own thing. I'm saying the afternoon show is the softies.
Yeah.
I think it's like a nickname like this.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm saying I wouldn't mess with the Swifties.
No.
But the softies, yeah.
Yeah, you can mess with the softies. Twitter poll question of the day. Sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive, John. The question today was, what are you feeling more after the weekend with the Phillies? The positive of the sweep or the negative of the concern about Zach Wheeler? John, which way do you think the voting came out today?
I do think 67%. Will say they feel more positive.
So you're on the right track. It is overwhelming, though. 85% of people say they are feeling the positive. That's good. People are not concerned about Wheeler. And look,
that's because they're all freaking out about Landon Dickerson.
That's the funny thing, Rhea. If you scroll down on the tweet, all the responses are worried about Wheeler. What are you talking about? I'm worried about Landon Dickerson.
Yes,
is the main thing. So, and that I think is we can all agree on that. Obviously, keep it here on WIP all day. At the moment there is news, whether it's an Adam Schefter tweet or whatever, we will have you updated, and we will have analysis.
I think my cart analysis probably not going to turn out to be true.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
A little sad.
I would say I am definitely pessimistic rather than optimistic
because
when it
it's
comes
9:37
to
and all we have is that
it's
he's
not
getting
great
an MRI.
That you haven't heard anything yet. It's not great when John talks about seeing that non-contact, you know, put the plant down and the leg pops. We've seen it so many times, and so many times it's that issue. We will see. Keep it here all day. We'll keep you covered and let you know what's going on with the Dickerson injury. Until then, your calls, Times Yours, coming up in about 8 minutes. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chris in Plymouth Meeting. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure,
I appreciate it. Just wanted to, real quick, the comeback for me, it's got to be the 2010 season Eastern Conference semifinals against the Philadelphia Flyers, Boston Bruins. Not only down 3-0 in the series,
but in the game.
3-0 in game seven to come back and win it.
It's a great
in seven and. And they won game four in overtime as well. So so that one stands out for me.
It's a great answer.
Thank you very much. Real quick with the Birds, just wondering if Mukuba is getting cross-trained in the slot at all, if anyone knows.
I have not seen that. What we're seeing in the slot is Cooper DeJean and Mac McWilliams.
Gotcha.
Nickerson's in the
Perry
slot.
Perry Nickerson. Yeah. You might see Adoree Jackson because he's got experience in that capacity, but he's been more on the outside. I don't know about Jacorian Bennett. Not sure. I think he's been mostly
He's only
on the
played
outside
in his career, or the vast majority of his
in
stats.
Las Vegas. Yeah. So it's not likely that they would try him inside, especially since we've got established guys, three, who have played pretty well in the slot.
And I think with Mukuba, and he's been injured too, he's had, you know, missed some practices there. I think with a guy like that, you just want him to come in and focus on the one position for now before you're trying to move him around too much. I would guess.
Gotcha. And finally, if I may, if I could just ask for some prayers coming out to my dad, who's currently at Temple University Medical Hospital undergoing open heart surgery as we speak.
We're definitely thoughts and prayers, Chris, for sure.
So, yeah, I feel I was down there visiting him yesterday. I actually came back from Cape May to visit him, and I feel like he's in really good hands. He's got a really good surgeon.
They're the best. They are the best in the world, literally.
They're just magicians.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Heart surgeons, what they can do.
Oh, my God. I know. Honestly, just UPenn in general with all of the hospital. My wife works there. I mean, they are amazing, amazing people. So,
So thank you guys again for taking my call. I appreciate being on the show, and everyone have a great day.
You too, buddy. You too. Definitely thinking about and sending good vibes out for your dad today. Let's talk in George in South Philly. Hey, George.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, George.
Hey, listen. Just wanted to say real quick, right?
we know that, you know, like baseball is up and down, right? So mm-hmm. people go through their slumps and so forth and so on. But this is what I have a problem with. Like when Stott and Marsh, you know, when they struggle, you know, like, I believe, you know, you guys are really too hard on them, you know. And for example, someone said that, like, Stott was like, oh, he's brutal. But when Harper and JT struggle, they get a pass.
Well, first of all, that's not true. We've crushed Romito in the past.
You're flat out wrong about that, dude. When Bryce beat Chase,
I ripped Bryce in the playoffs last year. DeCameron got mad at me and Rhea because we ripped him for that at bat in the playoffs. George
said it was one of the worst at bats I'd ever seen.
Yeah, George, no, that's just factually incorrect.
Give JT and Bryce a pass,
dude. JT went hitless in the playoffs last year. I destroyed him for it. Like, you're wrong, man. Like, we call them all out.
Moment, as soon as Stott and Marsh mess up, oh, they're brutal. Oh, what did they do? Oh, you know, like, come
George,
on.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Maybe listen to this show if you're going to call in. I'm sorry. I was enough of that.
Joe literally got mad at you and I.
He got mad at us because we said, like, yes, Harper.
Bryce was great, but that at bat at that time
was abysmal, and he needs to be crushed for
needs
it.
Needs to be better.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and again, like, yeah, we'll rip Stott, but we'll rip I crushed from you, though. But, like, it's just annoying. Like, listen to the show if you're going to call it.
Pay attention like I do.
Yeah, pay attention. Like, that's right. Like, Fran's back there hearing every word that goes in. You're pumping the music out.
Rhea loves the American Underdog.
That's
movie.
Right.
Yes, loved it.
Yes. It's her favorite movie. Yes, so good.
Is anyone at all concerned with, like, we got power, we got help.
Don't rip Stott and Marsh, though, okay? Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
The back end of our order is looking good and helping us win games, but, you know, and I love the way it feels when Duran takes the field. But, you know, Bryce Harper, when he first came back, he was so locked in, and it felt like, you know, we had extra base hits coming out the wazoo with Bryce. And, you know, recently things are a little
We had the
calmer.
Big double yesterday to get him going, to get it to 2-1. I don't think
big.
You can expect him to be that locked in for the rest of the season. I think just the fact that he had that little run there and it showed that he can still do that was enough for me. Because we hadn't seen that Bryce yet this year. And every year, the older he gets,
I just... wouldn't have gone away quite so much.
I don't think you can count on him to be... the you know that hot that long consistently, right? You just hope that you get those stretches. And look, in the playoffs he stepped up for the most part.
It
outside
did
of one
feel
at bat.
Like he willed it into being when he, you know, when he first came back from injury, it felt like he told us
he was struggling.
He announced, no, he told us, I'm ready to go, I'm feeling
well,
good.
He struggled at first and then he got hot, nuts.
Yeah, he yeah. absolutely did. And now that hot has cooled down.
Yeah,
almost completely.
Not almost completely.
I'm not concerned. Well, I'm not concerned about it. I wondered if anyone else was.
I'm not right now. Look, if it's a prolonged slump, then I'll start to worry. But I'm expecting good things from Bryce. I feel like Bryce is in a good spot heading into the playoffs. Let's talk to Alex in Pittsburgh. Alex, what up, pal?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Nice to talk to you in the morning, my friend. Alex, a Go Birds caller on the weekend, my guy.
Yeah, I couldn't call you guys. Not to be too much of a downer, but I had to put my mother-in-law in hospice over the weekend. So I was like, I got to get up this morning and call. But I got to say, man, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you get up at 3 a.m. every single day.
Yeah, I don't know how I do it either, or any of us do it.
1:45 for me today.
Yeah, Rhea's a monster. I've never beaten Rhea here. The one time I got here and Rhea wasn't here, I called her and she was off. I feel like an idiot.
Is Rhea asleep? I just assume she's...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. She might not. It's possible.
Like I'm a vampire.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I know you guys are talking Phillies, but I just, since I missed on Saturday, I have to ask. First of all, James, what are you thinking about, you know, Tanner and the Kevin Petullo offense? And then
the
also,
Mormon missile.
Yeah,
look, I thought I was very impressed with what we saw. Obviously, just a preseason game and all that. But
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
I think you have to be ecstatic with how the offense functioned, how they looked, how, you know, crisp everything was, and obviously touchdown Tanner.
Yeah.
Touchdown
well,
Tanner.
And I'm just looking at the Kevin Petullo side of this thing because, like, you know, in theory they're probably putting out pretty, you know, standard vanilla kind of stuff, but then
yes. They're
still, you know, completing passes to Darius Cooper and they're beating up on the Bengals first team.
Darius Cooper's going to be good.
I like Darius Cooper, man. I like him. Man. And I do like they're getting him some special teams work.
Really
we heard last night,
good.
Which is good because he's going to need that to make the team kick returner and stuff.
He's got that special.
Yeah, I really like
stuff,
him. I'm fully in on Darius Cooper. I agree.
He reminds me of kind of like maybe this is mean to him, but like a poor man's Debo, but like maybe he's better.
Well, that's
than Debo,
because
actually.
He's got the same size.
Way he's
it,
built.
It does
yeah.
feel similar. I love that he's 210 pounds.
Throw him on some
is sturdy. It matters.
No, it does.
Yeah.
No, and he looked like in traffic, he could catch a ball in traffic.
Yeah.
He wasn't afraid to go over the middle, like all that type of stuff. I'm excited about.
And similar to Debo, Debo is not a burner to where he's going to, you know, four or three people off the field, but he's just a good, strong, talented football player who has a great feel for the game. And it feels like this Tarleton State, or however you pronounce it, kid has a good feel, too.
I agree with you. And look, he at Tarleton State, he set records. Like, he produced at Tarleton State. Alex, you got a comeback for us, my friend?
Yeah, real quick. I don't know if it was already said, but before I say that, let me just try and throw this out. BG coming back this year?
Oh, yeah, that's a great answer.
Okay. Real quick, on Saturday, James, were you doing nicknames or something?
Yes, best nicknames was our side on Saturday.
Has anybody tried to upgrade Devin yet? Because I feel like the news is kind of too low for her. She should be like the headline.
Oh, you know? That's interesting. All right, Alex, great call, buddy. The news, it has the drop.
News is so good.
This is the news, which I like. I know they call her Scoops in the afternoon, but, you know, we don't care about anything the afternoon show does. So, I think the news is probably the best one, in my opinion. But I appreciate the attempt to upgrade a nickname. I like that. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
That's right. Time's yours. Brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today with Time's Yours.
I was at the Eagles practice last night. Saquon Barkley is all class. He went from one end of the end zone all the way around, signing every autograph that he possibly could. He did it with grace. He didn't complain. The man was all heart, all class. He was the last Philadelphia Eagle to leave the field last night. We're so happy to have him. He's a true Philadelphian hero.
Wow. I mean, I'm with you, pal. I'm a Philadelphia hero. I will say, and look, we've talked about just, you know, the what he had as a season, but, you know, Saquon just, you know, really knows how to be a famous person. You know what I mean? He knows what to say. He knows how to act. He knows the right things to do. He's definitely been a real treat to have in Philly.
Since Joe has a groin injury, it's probably not really fair that the running event stays part of this competition. So I'm going to suggest they take that out and add a different event, which would be who can show up the most days for work this summer. And then, I guess he knows that too.
Yeah, that's really good. I think Joe would lose that.
I'm amused how people did this start, like on the midday guys, like when you guys were in the middays, because the people's obsession.
Oh yeah,
I'm always like, it's the summer.
Oh yeah, no,
people
it's a
take
whole thing.
Time off.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Okay,
Joe being off is it's like a always been a thing on our show, and it is also because he does it. I agree with you. It's a summer, but Joe finds a way to consistently have more days than you think someone should or would have. And also just the Monday-Friday thing. It's almost like Monday-Friday.
I take Fridays off all summer long.
I know, yeah.
Well, I've also been here 1,000 years, yeah, and I have a lot of vacations.
That's what happens sometimes.
Hey, I'm a Mets fan, and I just want to say, they suck!
Have we ever gotten that before? Have we ever on Times Yours gotten a fan of another team calling our Times Yours line to just say, my team sucks?
That's much appreciated.
That was awesome. Thank you, sir.
There's a lot of truth to that.
That's great.
It appears they do.
Awesome. Great way to shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I will say, after the whole grimace and the OMG and the this and that, all the Mets thing.
The grimace thing.
Yeah, like this is it. Give me all of it. Like watching the Mets suffer is almost as much fun as watching the Phillies succeed. Yes. Almost. It's very close. So I will take all the Mets suffering that I could possibly get.
I just want to see Pete Alonso suffer.
Me too.
That's more than
what a goober. Just all-time goober.
John, that might be one of the best things I've ever heard you say.
I love that.
I want to see Pete Alonso.
Yes,
suffer.
I do too. I don't know why. Because he's unlikable.
He is.
There's something about him. It's just I don't like that guy.
The punchable face.
Yeah. Everything about him. All right. We have to pick a winner today. We have gotten unbelievable answers for who or what had a comeback. Going through the list, I think the best answers we got today are Robert Downey Jr., John Travolta, Michael Jordan. I almost said Mike Jordan.
Oh, God.
That famous Mike Jordan over there. Josh Hamilton, the Tiger Woods, Patriots against the Falcons, the Super Bowl, Winston Churchill, Muhammad Ali. Some amazing answers. BG there at the end. Is it just as simple as saying Nelson Mandela?
I
mean,
I don't
even though
really
we got amazing, amazing
top
answers.
Top that one.
I feel like Nelson Mandela, is that just a flat, we're done, it's over?
It's, yeah.
Pretty simple?
Sure, pretty sure.
Okay. So, congratulations, Nick and Bucks County.
You want to talk about proving your doubters
wrong. Oh, buddy. Oh, my God.
I mean, wow. you're out of jail, and now you
are president. Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't happen too
great
often.
Great job, Nelson Mandela.
Great job, Nelson Mandela. Great job, Nick Sagan. All right, Richie, final word on this before we get out of here, because I'm going to assume, and I could be wrong, you never know, sometimes information takes a long time, but I'm going to assume by the time us are on tomorrow morning, we will know what happened with Landon Dickerson. Are you fearing the worst?
Well, yeah, I'm fearing the worst. I'm hoping for the best case, which would be, hey...
Just
a weird
or
step,
right?
and we're being cautious, and that could also just be a scope situation. I had a similar situation where I took a step, and this was in practice. I took a step, put my foot down, felt that it was wrong, lifted it up. It looked kind of similar to what Landon did. And mine was medial and lateral meniscus, and that required a scope, which means, you know, arthroscopically, they just barely an incision, and they go in on the inside of your knee and on the outside of your knee. They shave away the torn part, and you're good to go. I was good to go in, you know, like a week. So that's best case. Worst case,
he's done for the year.
It's a non-contact ACL situation. You know, it could be a patellar tendon, right, that sort of thing. I am, yes, fearing the worst. We know that he's had knee issues. We know that he was on the injury report for a knee. Mm-hmm. So this could be a lot of ado about very little. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Fingers Everyone crossed. Cross your fingers, cross your toes. Keep it here to WIP. The moment there is any information, any report, anything about the injury, you will hear it here first. All right. Thank you to Fran Ross, doing a great job producing the show. Louis Coco, awesome job as well, helping out. And to the callers, thank you for calling in. Couldn't do the show without you guys. Richie, Rhea, and I will be back tomorrow. Ruben Amaro will be with us tomorrow as well, as we'll continue to react to all this. So until then, keep it here. Joe and Hugh are coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.